Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Memorial Gathering, October 13th, in memory of Barbara and Galen Rowell. World-renowned photographers and environmental supporters Barbara and Galen Rowell died August 11th when the plane they were flying in crashed as it was approaching the airport in Bishop, California. The plane's pilot and another passenger also died. Both were outstanding photographers of the Earth's wild places, and Galen was an adventurous rock climber and supporter of Tibetan human rights as well. In addition, they and their Mountain Light Gallery were generous supporters of many wilderness and conservation organizations, often hosting receptions and fundraisers at the galleries in Emeryville and later in Bishop. A few of Galen's books are My Tibet, published by the University of California Press, with text by the Dalai Lama, whom Galen and Barbara knew well. They traveled extensively in Tibet and the Himalayas. Galen's photos accompany an edition of John Muir's The Yosemite, published by the Sierra Club. Other titles include In the Throne Room and the Mountain Gods, Mountain Light, The Vertical World of Yosemite, Alaska, Images of the Country, with text by John McPhee. More are listed at their website at www.mountainlight.com. Their photography is a legacy that will continue to inspire people to protect wilderness and cultural resources. Many people have seen wilderness for the first time in their photographs. We will all miss them greatly. A public memorial gathering will be held Sunday, October 13th at the Berkeley Community Theater, 1930 Alston Way in Berkeley, California at 3 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, October 13th at the Berkeley Community Theater, 1930 Alston Way in Berkeley, California at 3 p.m. The National Forest Protection Alliance is holding their fourth annual national convention October 10th through 13th at the Suttle Lake Retreat Center in Sisters, Oregon. Standing our ground against the Bush Ray Forest Service, building effective public lands protection strategies in a hostile political climate. This year's National Forest Protection Alliance convention comes on the heels of Bush's recently unveiled Healthy Forests Initiative, a transparent attempt to increase commercial logging in national forests by suspending our nation's environmental laws and banning meaningful public participation. In fact, since day one, under the watchful eye of former timber industry lobbyist Mark Rae, the Bush administration has launched an all-out assault on our national forests through policy reversals, court actions, and other well-funded public relations campaigns aimed at increasing logging and other resource extraction. We all know that given the current political climate, ending the federal timber sale program and charting a non-commodity-based restoration path for our national forests won't be easy. That's why now is a critical time for grassroots forest protection activists and groups to come together, re-energize, and focus on the task at hand. Once again, that's the National Forest Protection Alliance's fourth annual national convention, October 10th through 13th, at the Suttle Lake Retreat Center in Sisters, Oregon. For more information, contact the National Forest Protection Agency Network office at 406-542-7565. That's 406-542-7565, or send email to nfpa@forestadvocate.org. That's nfpa@forestadvocate.org, or write to the National Forest Protection Alliance at P.O. Box 8264, Missoula, Montana 59807. Once again, that address, National Forest Protection Alliance, P.O. Box 8264, Missoula, Montana 59807. RangeNet 2002 conference comes to Boise, Idaho, October 9th through 11th. The third annual RangeNet National Conservation Conference will be happening October 9th through 11th at the Boise State University and the Boise Art Museum in Boise, Idaho. 2 days of presentations and panel discussions will be capped by a keynote address by Professor Bauer, Chairman of the Economics Department at the University of Montana and author of Post-Cowboy Economics, Pay and Prosperity in the New West. Following Power's address, the first Ed Abbey Memorial Hooved Locust Award will be presented to an individual or individuals for outstanding achievement in conservation during the past year. If you want to register for RangeNet 2002 Conference in Boise, Idaho, October 9th through 11th, go to www.rangenet.org/RN2002. That's www.rangenet.org/RN2002. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. Go come the